Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. You've got the open mic on Inner Sight Live around the world, Tuesday night. Welcome, everybody. And I got to tell you, I got a call today from my local independent living center. This issue of the accessible pedestrian signals. For those of you who don't know, those are the lights, traffic lights, that you push a button and the light tells you when to cross, tells you what street crossing. There's an arrow that points, and it tells you the cycle of the light. And then it counts down when the light is in your favor. But there are ridiculous rules and regulations in the way of these lights. So a nice guy called me today. I'm not going to name him because not necessary. But associated with the independent living. And I had asked him a while back to get an accessible light put up, or lights, more than one. And they never did it. They never came through. They never did it. I don't know what happened. They wrote a letter. The letter got lost. I have no idea of the details. But now they're asking me what light. The question the guy asked me was, what light is the most important one to you? Well, that question didn't sit right with me, because they're all important. And it's not just me. It's everybody else who comes along who can't read the light. So I let this person know that what I want is enforcement of the safety law that applies to everyone else. And I put it right out there. I said, let's call a news conference. Demand enforcement. If these lights don't go up, there should be a severe penalty. I mean, just like there would be if the drivers weren't allowed to read the lights. People wouldn't tolerate that. That would be remedied. That would be fixed right away. The cops would be out there protecting people. They don't protect us. And the guy agreed with me and all that. We went down the whole list, not only from the lights that went to the nursing home to the guide dog school. And I said, the biggest problem that we face as disabled people, there's no enforcement. It's like we're going around asking people to do us favors. I don't want anybody doing me no damn favors. I want to be equal. And he agreed with me. Where's the enforcement on this system? There is none. One of the biggest reasons why people get trapped in nursing homes is because they take away your home. And they take away your money. So where are you going to go? You're in there, and you don't have a, you've lost your apartment or your house, whatever it is. You got no place to go. Put you on these half-assed programs that most of the time don't work. First of all, not all people qualify for those programs, and most people, unfortunately, pass away before the damn program can help them. It's horrible. Horrible, horrible. So I told him, I said, I'm not going to play this game anymore. I refuse to play this game. You want to help me? This is what I want. I want, and not just for myself, for all of us who are disabled, I want enforcement. I want a news conference. We'll invite the senators, whoever wants to come. and will demand enforcement, just like everybody else does. Nobody has to get up in the morning, get in their car, and worry about the lights that they can't read. Nobody. We're the only ones that have to move about, travel, and we can't read the traffic signals to keep as safe as possible. So I put it to them, and that's what I want. You know, I want enforcement. I want to know how this law or regulation, whatever it is going to be enforced when it comes to the safety. A few months ago, I think it was last summer, in fact, I met the nicest lady, blind, walking down the road, and she said she lives on the other side of Sunrise Highway. Now, that's a big highway here in Long Island, for those of you who don't know. And she had to cross Sunrise Highway, and she couldn't read the light. She said, my heart was in my mouth. You know, I was terribly frightened. And I'll never forget that lady and what she told me. And this is why, for people like that and myself and all the others, is why we must have strict enforcement of these devices that are supposed to be there to help us. If the thing is there and there's no enforcement, what good is it? So we'll see what happens. I don't expect anything, but you never know. We'll see what happens. I'm sticking to my point of view because I believe it's the right way to go. No more of this one by one thing. Put up one light. No, it's not about one light. It's about the whole picture and the safety of people. All right, Inner Sight open mic, by the way, and when our engineer gets on board, you can call in, talk about whatever you want. March 16th today, right? Yeah. Well, today is supposed to be, I heard on the news, 1 year since the virus hit us and we had the lockdown. Yeah, 1 year. So, you know, in 1 year, I mean, a lot of people have lost their lives. You know, we have vaccine that is causing problems for people, blood clots and other things, you know. We have people who have compromised immune systems, and the medical profession certainly isn't helping that. I mean, part of their answer was coming up with a vaccine that can give you a blood clot.
Hi.
Yeah. Take your choice. You want the blood clot or the virus?
They both give you a blood clot.
Yeah.
Now, that's pretty sad. Really,
yeah,
it is.
So,
you know.
And the people administering all this stuff refuse to acknowledge other types of healing and help. Now, that's dangerous. When somebody does that, that's dangerous because it means that they're dismissing help for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So that's what some of the things that have taken place in the last year.
Yeah.
On this crazy virus, and now they say it's coming back in Europe.
It's coming back here, too. You don't doubt that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Sure.
Now,
viruses
before,
are not prejudiced. They go everywhere.
That's the truth. I was looking at some things prior to having to help my husband before the show because he wasn't feeling so well. So I was helping him. But now he's doing a little bit better. He started drinking a little bit of water to work on his diabetes, so it's helping him a little. So in the meantime, while I was waiting for the doctor to call, I found something very interesting. And they were talking about this method of antiviral therapy that one day could foil the flu and coronavirus, and it was posted today. And I'm like looking at this, and they're talking about gene editing. I'm like, gene editing? Oh, brother, that don't sound so good. And they're calling, exactly, they're saying that, you know, a wide range of devastating disorders from HIV to muscular dystrophy, that they want to edit the genes so that it wouldn't affect people. Well, here's my opinion on that. You don't affect people in one way because you've actually taken away what causes them to have a problem, but you'll affect them in another way by changing it. So you'll have to make sure and really
they'll do
sure
anything to make money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they'll think, now, you know, somebody's going to come out with a big research tag now for money. You wait and see.
No, it's already there.
Big
it's already there. It's already been there. Yeah.
Yeah,
give them money like crazy.
It's all about the money. It's not about people's health, you know.
I know that. I told everybody from the beginning. When I became sick, I realized it. When I was only in a team, I realized it, and I realized it with a heavy hand, you know, because I had to declare bankruptcy twice because of the medical profession. Yeah, twice.
Ugh.
I know.
I wouldn't let them do
I
that
know
to
it.
Me. Hell no.
Well, now, you know, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not. I just won't pay them.
Damn
well,
right.
Pay them very little.
You paid them enough.
Yeah, I have.
You paid them enough.
Yeah, I have.
But the key...
Or like, so my credit won't get affected. I'll just pay them, you know, $25 a month like you've told me to. You know, and I'm getting fed up of even paying that, but I have no choice in the matter because they throw it to the credit. And then, you know, one doctor even sued me once. And I brought in proof from Medicare that it was paid off of my sheet of paper, and the attorney said, just accept the deal that she's offering you. And he did, and then case was closed. It was so quick. I said, look, you see this paper? I already paid you.
The key to the whole thing is the immune system, not got nothing to do with the genes. And they're ignoring that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know that. But
you
know what they
want
to do, Frank?
What?
You know what they're doing, which is really opposite of that? They're taking the genetic code of any particular virus, say, whatever, the coronavirus, the flu virus, anything, and making that in the laboratory. And then they're giving
it to people. What that doctor was talking about.
Yeah.
From Germany.
Yeah.
He knew all about that. He's a brilliant man.
Yeah. Bach.
You know?
Bach. Dr. Bach.
Nickelbach,
his name was. Oh, I don't know about that. No, Bach.
Nickelbach.
Bach, is his last name. I don't know how to spell it, but I'm going to definitely try.
Yeah, Nickelbach. Bach is B-A-C-H. All right, in a sight, around the world, open mic. Brought to you by the Big East Taquita Rescue, Little Bear, and Tom's Rib in New Jersey, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, so you want to adopt a great, great dog, adopt the Akita. All right, 609-388-7004, Big East Akita Rescue, and we thank them for all the help. Let's see, Kennedy Realty in Islip, New York. Good friend for Inner Sight and 631-888-1186. So you want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Some of our friends in the past, SuttonInsurance.com, Carlo's Italian Tavern, Tour Law Center, Good Mojo Printers, and some of the those are some of the people that have helped us in the past. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. All the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. Go an extra mile for a child, and we remember those who have gone to the heavenly realm. Little
yes,
Tommy, Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, just to mention a few. All right, Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for the child. And let's see, what else we got? Around the world, Inner Sight. Oh, how about the Able News? Do the Able News, then we'll come back to some of the other
yes,
stuff.
Yes, okay. All right. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, Inner Sight, and don't forget to sign our petition, change.org, the one on the nursing homes, and the one on the service dog schools. And I want to thank my very good friend Mark Harrington from
yes.
Newsday for his email acknowledging the receiving the obituary
yeah,
for Rosie.
You. Oh my God, I can't wait
and
to
we'll
hear
see how that develops.
Yeah.
I think Mark is really into this petition.
Yeah.
You know? The title of his email was Nursing Home Kill People.
He did?
Yeah.
I like it. I love
Nursing
it.
Homes
I
Kill
kiss
People
him on
petition
the
was,
when I see it.
was the title of his email. And this is the second email he sent me. So.
Ah, that's great.
I think he totally agrees with us.
Yeah, they do.
He's a good guy to have on your side, believe me.
You know why? I send them the pictures of my mom. It just explains it right there.
Well, he lost a relative in a nursing home, too.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of people have. And it's
yeah.
terrible. It really is. Either you have a very good person or you have a horrible person taking care. And that's what makes it, be honest with you, that's what makes the what happens where you're at.
Well,
and it
what
shouldn't
we
be like
need...
That.
Folks, world, anybody out there, what we need is a lobby in Washington to make sure that if a person has to go into a nursing home, they don't give up their living, their apartment, their house, number one. All right. Number two, a lobby so that people can keep their disability money. Now, if the question of payment, part of that lobby should be that the agency that corresponds with the person's disability, and that includes the Office of the Aging too, must raise half the money and the
That's
government
right.
pay the other half. The agencies have to start doing something about this. They have to change their mission statement.
Ago.
Go ahead. Change it.
Yeah. Change it as well.
Who cares?
That's right.
You know? So anybody out there, now, of course, we want to start our Volunteer Plus, too.
Yeah.
You know, which would help people make up for the hours that the state won't give them.
Right.
So they don't have to go into a nursing home.
That's right.
All right. So those are the things we need. Three big things.
Yeah.
To pull this thing together. And we're going to need a miracle.
That he'd say that more than once.
This country is not set up right to help people. You know, and if you're in a nursing home, these programs are horrible. It takes so long. A lot of people don't even fit into the criteria. It's a horrible situation. And you need enforcement on accessibility. All right, in a site, and let's see. Nobody Starves on Long Island. That's Gary organization. 631-484-3085. And you heard that right here on the inner site open mic. You need dog food, cat food, medical. Give Gary a call. 631-484-3085. James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer. If you need to consult an attorney on civil rights, 516-783-9662, phone number. And let's see, I think we covered everything. If I missed anybody, I'll put them in later. All right, open mic. Inner sight, and talk about whatever you want. You know, keep it clean. 213-816-1650 if you want to dial in. And, you know, we have a lot of things going on in the news, out of the news. And we may get, Louie may call in here a little bit later. And
yeah, to advertise.
we'll tell you about the funnies on Friday that we do.
Let me take a quick look and see what's on the board. Hold on.
Now, according to one note that I got, a lot of the stimulus monies are supposed to be available tomorrow. But, you know, with the government, you never know. I mean, things change. You know, who knows? But it should be available, hopefully, tomorrow. And the thing I would like to know is, and this is unclear, this amount, you know, generally the $1,400, is that going to be a monthly allotment for a while? Now, I don't know. I think we'll have to try to find out about that. I mean, it should be. People need help. Especially if this virus starts up again. You know? So, we'll have to see what's going on with that. If it'll be an ongoing restoration of funds to help people, because a lot of people now are behind in their rent. I mean, that money is that they're going to get is spent. It's gone.
Oh yeah,
not a lot of money.
Yep.
All right, in sight, open mic, and we are trying to arrange for a meeting between the union, 9/11. We would like to praise the people who work in the nursing homes because they're trying to overcome the shortage of help. So if we can make
good.
A connection with the union and maybe get some media attention, we might be able to get a breakthrough. I heard that there's some kind of a bill in the state legislature.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the nature of it, but we should try to look it up. State legislature, which would enable a resident of a nursing home to have their home health aide for a short time. I don't know the details of the bill. I could probably get the number of the bill, call the senator's office.
Who said that?
Huh?
Who said that?
Who said it?
Yeah.
Boyle. Senator Boyle.
Oh, really?
Told me that there's some kind of a bill that, I don't know if it's voted on yet or it's going to be voted on, you know. I mean, these things take years sometimes, you know. People don't have years in a nursing home.
No. Sometimes they don't even have months.
Yeah. That's why things should happen right away.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Especially if they're disabled or elderly. They really, once they hit the doors of a nursing home, they're more compromised. I know, because when I was in it, I felt once I passed the doors of the rehabilitation and went into the long-term area, boy, I didn't feel myself. I mean, I was twice in the long-term areas. I wasn't happy.
Well,
you know?
No, because they take everything from you.
Yeah, they do.
You know, you don't have a life. How could they? How could you be happy about that? You know, I mean, not everybody who goes into a nursing home is ready to die.
No.
See? And that's the assumption on the part of the nursing home.
Yeah.
Now that's wrong. Who the hell are they to say people are going to die? They're not God.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So there's a lot that has to be straightened out. And the way this whole thing came about was horrible. When the state made all these rules and these programs, and this never should have been allowed to be accepted like this. See? But then the people who are with the independent living centers, if they didn't accept it, they wouldn't have gotten their money. You know, I would have told them, take the money and shove it. I'm not selling people out.
No.
You know, I'm doing it my way.
Yeah, just like Frank Sinatra. Doing it my way. Don't let me sing.
So, you know, it's just a horrible dilemma situation, and it's really gotten out of hand lately, more than ever, because of the this coronavirus, you know. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, Maureen.
213-816-1650. Maureen from Queens on the phone lines.
Yep.
And
hold
let's
on.
Welcome her.
Yes, let's get her. Oh, I passed it. Hold on. All right, here it is. Oh, darn it. Here. Okay. Here she is. Coming.
Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight? Sorry,
I
missed the show last night, but I had to go shopping.
Oh, how was it? Anything good?
Oh, yeah, we picked up some goodies, so... So
I haven't gone in ages.
I
would say a year plus. time I went shopping. Well, went to the shopping mall at least. They have a little place where you can get your hair cut. And I always used to get my hair cut there. They're pretty cheap. Don't think I didn't make my hair look, you know, bad. It looked pretty decent. And the guy just, you know, said, listen, I know you have, a little trouble paying. He used to give me damn good discounts. You know, he knew.
Good.
He just knew.
Yeah. Mm, that always helps. That always helps me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I missed the show last night. And I was so upset anyway because I didn't get to talk to my mom over the weekend. The phone wasn't working. Then yesterday, not only wasn't her phone working, but some of the phones in the building weren't working. So today, so finally they got it straightened out, and we got to talk a lot today. And so that was good. So, but my friend's going, oh, you know, we had wind. I said, look, we live in the 21st century. We're going to Mars. Should wind affect phones, really? You know? I don't know if that's what really caused it or not, but, you know. Oh, and Frank, wishful thinking about the checks being monthly. It's only a one-time deal.
Is it? Just one time?
Yeah, one time.
Yeah, because we got the initial $1,200 last, then we got the $600. Now we're getting the rest of it. Yeah, the rest of it for the $1,400 to make $2,000. So that's it. We're not getting
right.
Look, be grateful
right.
We're getting that.
That'd be 32.
I thought it was supposed to be $2,000. In Canada, it was supposedly $2,000 a month.
Yeah, well, they're getting $2,000, but I don't think it's a month in Canada. Was it a month in Canada when they said
it? Yeah,
it was.
That's what I heard. That's what
I was
told.
In Canada, it's a month?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I was speaking with some Canadian friends and family, and they're telling me, I think Maureen's going to get some boots and some jacket and bring her mom to Canada.
What the hell are we doing living here? We'll have to cross the border into Canada.
That's right.
We're getting a crappy little $1,400 and they're getting $2,000 a month? Oh,
yes.
Well, how do they expect people how do they expect people to survive like that? I mean, they want people to stimulate the economy. That's not going to work.
No, people need to just
nothing's
eat.
Being stimulated here. This place is dead. This country's dead. I don't know why anyone would want. Well, you know, and if they're really true about this alleged virus or whatever the hell it is, why are we letting people with it in the country and then we're told, oh, you know, the variances are coming and it's going to go up. Why are we letting people with the virus in the country? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for legalizing, you know, for immigration, that's legal. But people coming with the deadly virus who are just being let in and not checked and the ones that are checked who have it are still coming, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
A lot
if you really want to stop
sense.
Something.
How about the, you heard about the vaccine causing blood clots?
The one with the blood clot. Yeah, I've heard about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not getting it. I'm not. I mean, thank God for this whole past year, I have been healthy. And
yeah,
I'm not going to have something put in me that could have God knows what side effects. You know? I'm not.
You don't know what's
I think
in it,
people
though.
That... I think people that take it, I think you all, I hate to say it, are being used as guinea pigs.
I know
really
people
do.
Are being used, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sorry my mom got it, but I tell you, today, thank God, she sounds like a different person than she has the past week. But and like I keep telling them, I can't go see my poor mom, but she's been in a room twice in 3 months, I keep stressing this, with a person who has the virus. So, you know, really, enough is enough. They got to do something. This is crazy. Well, they told me today, the social worker, they're going to work on something for getting. Because this is not right. Oh, and now we only have to be 3 feet apart. Remember when it was 6 feet and then it was going to be
then they were thinking
further?
About 10. Yeah, I know.
Like everybody was going to have their own street there for a while because you had to
no, they were
even go
have
further
to get
than
a ruling,
6 feet.
A ruler. No, they were supposed to walk around with a ruler.
Yeah, and how come on planes you can be like 6 inches apart? None of this makes sense. If people would use their brains and start thinking of stuff, a lot of it does not make sense. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's a shame people had to get sick and people had to get dead and their families have to cope with their losses and people have to be separated from their family members. But I think this was a whole big agenda. You know what I mean?
What
Never
happened with
true.
The apartment, Maureen?
Oh, still looking into it. Still checking it out. Mm-hmm. Still
the one in Westchester?
Yeah, still, you know, sending stuff, documents and stuff and getting stuff done. You know, so, So,
well, they should give it to you. They're keeping you waiting so long.
Yeah. But thank God you really, today sounded good because, you know, it just makes such as she was in her chair, she wasn't laying in bed. That makes a big difference, too, if you're just in bed and you're by yourself and you're, and not to be able to talk on the phone. I mean, it made a big, big difference to both of us, you know?
Yeah.
I was so disgusted over the weekend. I mean, you know, I don't know what keeps going. And then I call and, oh, nothing's wrong with the phone. I had my two phones. I tried to, and my friend called from her phone. And then, you know, so they finally got whatever straightened out. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's working. So that's good at least. And, you know, she really sounded good before when I called. She was eating, so...
when are they supposed to let you know about the apartment? They give you a time frame or anything?
No, they're still, you know, everything's paperwork and stuff, you know? So.
Yeah.
You know how that goes, you know? So.
You want to try to get a date and move in by, well, it's too late for April, you know, May 1st, you know?
Yeah.
Get something,
I know,
like, in concrete, you know, huh?
Yeah, I can't believe how fast the time is going. It's already almost like April. It's like,
yeah,
you know,
what happened this year? You know,
maybe
wait a minute, weren't
finished.
We celebrating New Year's and then all of a sudden now we're here?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I thought by now we'd be, you know, people keep calling me saying, oh, you know, the nursing home's open, but it really isn't because all these rules and regulations have been still put in the community has to be less than 10% and there can't be a person with it in the nursing home, although we know you can't
what
go
did you,
in,
what did
they
you say
it,
that
so.
A minute ago, Maureen, that you said the social workers are working on something, what, to help you? What is that about?
Oh, for the visiting, for visiting, for people to visit.
Oh, to visit her, to get in there to see her.
Now, why aren't, didn't they do that in the first place? Let me not talk.
You know,
seriously,
I mean, they could reserve just one area where people,
That's right.
Two people have been in her room, so there's no justifying that fact to me.
There's no rhyme or reason there, in my eyes.
Yeah. I mean, if I don't have the virus and I'm negative, she's negative, and two people were in with it, what's the justification for that? You know? There is none to me. You know, really, it's just, you know, it just doesn't make much sense, you know?
No.
So hopefully there'll be, you know, something because we're already halfway through March and, you know, we'd like to see each other. It's been since, it'll be
course.
6 months next month.
I agree, it's horrible.
There's a contradiction there because... You and your mom are paying these people, and they're telling you what to do. It should be the other way around.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's all
you're paying.
Right.
You know that.
You know, the whole thing is just... Even yesterday I called, and I got kind of upset with one of the guards at night, and then I called back and I with the phone. And then I called back at night, and I apologized for getting, you know. He said, Maureen, don't apologize. He said, I have gotten so many calls from family members saying it's gone on too long. He said, I don't know how you actually, you know, can deal with this. He said, it must be, you know, he said, I don't know how you've managed
this whole year.
And so did the social worker today. Said the same thing. They said, we don't know how you're going through this because it's just been, you know.
It's been a heartache. And let me say, that's not how where my people who run the administrator, she is not like that. Mm-mm. She's stern and she's not as friendly as that. But now you get the staff and they're pretty friendly. But then when I cried and I said, my mother's going to die before I get to see her, she said, you're coming.
Right.
She said, you're coming.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let that happen.
Right, because it happened to so many people.
I had to cry, and I had to, Yeah, I had to cry and you know, show my emotions for you to understand that I wanted to see my mother. Come on, people.
Well, I mean,
it doesn't make sense to me.
That was the
hardest
part. Yeah,
she wanted to see tears.
I mean, people didn't even get to say goodbye to their loved ones. They just were gone. You know, I mean, this whole thing has just been a horror. The whole thing. And but I gotta say, I mean, I really gotta give them credit, Silvercrest. They are very nice people. In fact, tonight I got a call at about 5 something from the nursing supervisor. And she said, Maureen, because she knew her phone wasn't working. She said, Maureen, everything's been fixed with your mom's phone. I said, yes. She said, and you're happy with everything now? I said, yes. I said, and so is my mom. She said, good. I just wanted to make sure everything.
Well, if you had an appointment for the two, you know what you should have said? Well, if you had an appointment for the two, but I'd be even happier.
You're not happy with your mother.
You know.
I would have said, I'm not happy.
Well, I mean,
you know,
for the time being.
I want my
mom
out of
that
place.
Yeah.
I know. Well, it wasn't her fault, let's face it, you know. It all goes back to Dry Harbor. They're to blame. They're to blame for all of this, why she's still in a nursing home. I blame them, and I could never picture anyone from Dry Harbor giving me a call to see if everything was the phone was all right. They'd be hoping.
I'll tell you, nobody from my mom's previous nursing home would have gave a call. These people are giving me calls, but they are so understaffed, Frank. It's not funny. I mean, I could see them running around when I do go there, and they're not sitting down. Not one of them. And it's not like a show for me. They're not doing it a show for me. They just are really busy. You know?
Well, that's because
the
state won't let the home health aides
in
for the people.
They should. They really should.
That's the reason for that.
Yeah.
There's so much wrong with what's going on and so much corruption and, oh, Canada.
No,
I hope my singing is good. I'm sorry?
It's too cold up there.
I don't mind the cold. That's fine with me. In fact, my roommate and I, because we listen to old-time radio shows from Canada every night, and before it came on last night, they were talking about the $2,000, but I thought it was just a one-shot deal. I didn't realize it was every month.
It's every month.
Boy, Biden better wake up.
That's great.
Yeah.
What? Who better wake up?
Biden.
Sleepy Joe.
This one shot of 1,400, that's not going to help. That's not going to do anything.
No, people are not going to be happy.
Wake up.
Sounds
like you're dying. Yeah, but, you know, we can't get any more than that because we have to take care of things in Pakistan and Afghanistan and everywhere else
over the
world.
People with disabilities can't get any more because then they don't qualify for disability. Isn't that so stupid?
A lot of things are stupid here, really.
That
has a lot of this. Only, I think,
that
9%
really
of this.
Changed.
I think only 9% of this COVID relief bill went to COVID things. The rest goes for stupidity
but you
all
see,
around
it's the
world
same old thing.
And bridges
Why
and
don't
tunnels.
They?
Yeah.
Excuse me. It's the same old crap system. Why don't they authorize the agencies to start raising some stimulus money?
Right.
What the hell's wrong with that?
No.
You know?
Nothing. You know?
That's
nothing.
What we need.
They're just sitting there
doing
nothing.
No, that's why the government's
full
of crap.
Saying, and the agencies
because they're
keep
too
saying
busy
a lot of
worried
them,
about.
We're not making enough money.
Wait a minute. One at a time.
Okay.
Maureen, what
they're
were you saying?
They're too busy worried about Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Dash being canceled. I told my friend and my roommate, I said, oh, guess what I heard the other night? The Softy truck, because I guess we can't call him Mr. Softy anymore. I'm just calling him the Softy truck.
Well, we
these
have to get
the
these agencies off their ass and start helping us.
With all this cancel culture crap that's going. This country is too far gone, I think. I really think so. I don't think there's any hope for the next 4 years anyway.
Well, they've got to start thinking together, not thinking you know, fall.
Yeah, but they're the ones separating everybody with all this stupid cancel culture. You know what I mean? They're the ones that are making divisions between people. Everybody's really getting along until this nonsense. Huh?
We were Americans.
You know?
We weren't. You know what bothers me the absolute most? And I'll tell everybody. Mm. What bothers me the most is when we are Americans, and that is being destroyed, and that is being taken away from every single one of us. That is the problem right there. Nothing else.
I mean, when you start taking books that have been out for years and tearing down statues, and that's like what they did in Nazi Germany. You can't do that. This has been a part of our history for years and years.
And if they want to take it down, okay, this should be not a rebellious way of doing it. There should be a calm and you know, they should have a reason and also put, like, how would you say, things up, you know, like in museums and stuff like that, describing why it was taken down. There's reasons why these things are taken down, and it should be explained. I'm sorry.
Well, what are these groups going to do, these black groups? What are they going to do for the disabled black person? That's my issue. That's my question. Are they going to insist upon enforcement for disabled blacks in wheelchairs? Are they going to insist that a person who's black and blind and not a guide dog is entitled to a day in court and get the medical if they do it on their own? Mm-hmm. What are they doing for these people? The whole thing is phony.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about the disabled.
They don't care about anybody but themselves. I'm sorry to say.
You know, you don't really, when you go outside, you don't really see that many disabled people.
No.
You don't see many blind people out there. You really, truly don't.
Right.
Well, a lot of people are afraid
to
go out.
Guide dogs. Okay.
Yeah,
well, even before
right now,
they were afraid to go out, you don't see that many handicapped people out.
No. Nope.
I mean, maybe deaf
and
people that you
wouldn't
know.
The only people you see out are the people who are partially blind or partially, you know, hearing impaired, or the ones who can actually hear a little bit and be a little bit amongst society because they don't feel as if they're a burden onto somebody else. Those are the only people who can safely move about right now, the way in which they've got this community running.
Yeah, but a lot of people can't live their lives the way they want to because we're too damn busy fighting with these agencies. That's why you don't see a lot of people.
That's right.
Right.
They're too damn busy fighting to get the simple things that we need. Anyway, listen, is Louis on the line?
Hold on, let me check.
Let's see.
Let me see where Louis is.
This phone call if he's on to promote Friday. On Inner Sight Live.
I don't know why I
have to go pack for my trip north.
Keeps closing. I got a real. Yes, he is. Yay. Louis on the line.
All right. So let's take Louis' call. Thanks, Maureen. We're going to move on.
Thank you, Maureen.
All right. Thanks, guys. And thanks.
Take care.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Call that social worker and bug him. Don't let him get away with not getting you the visits. You got to bug him.
That's right.
Bug the hell out of them. They owe you.
That's right. Here comes Louie.
All right, Inner Sight Live, Louie Rivera.
Hello, Frank Perino.
Hello.
Hey. How
are
you doing,
Lou? Hi, Suzanne. How are you? Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Lou.
Yeah.
All right. I heard Maureen threw the blower on the phone.
Yeah,
that's
she went to go eat dinner, I think, though.
Ringy ding.
Okay. I spoke to Maureen the other night or before that.
Yeah, you did.
I surprised Maureen. I was doing a commie of Rosanna Dan. She don't tell me she's cracking her funny bum. I know all about being a comic on the Frolics on a Friday night or something.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, Friday night.
She liked it.
Oh, who liked it, Maureen?
We're
going to
have a lot of fun.
Yeah, we all like it.
Yeah,
Maureen,
Maureen make me laugh.
Oh, she made you laugh, too? Oh,
you betcha,
okay.
You betcha.
Now I get it.
Yeah, we're going to have Jackie Gleason hire as a maid. You know? And we're going to have
Ralph Brabin.
Good, I like that episode.
Jimmy Dinigan will be here.
Oh, cool. What else?
And Louis Rivera, of course.
Hey, Louis, what are you doing for Friday night?
Tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day.
Ooh, what are you doing for St. Patty's?
No, I'm not going to dress up green. I'm not Irish.
Oh, well, you're Spanish.
Dress up green? Why don't you paint your face green and go outside?
Oh, I wish I'd do it. I remember a year ago was no parade because of the pandemic.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to have one tomorrow either.
No, yeah, I know.
They can't. No.
Yeah, not in this pandemic.
No parade tomorrow.
What?
No parade tomorrow.
No parade. Oh, all right, yeah. I'm American Rican, but not Irish.
All right. Well, it'll be a fine day for the Irish anyway.
I remember a song called "A Unicorn" by the Irish Rovers.
Oh,
you know that song?
Three alligators, a long kick.
They
ought to pay the beam in your nose this week. And when you know you're born, look at that into the unicorn.
Sea alligator along the teeth. Never mind, sing it again.
Sweet. Green alligator and the long geckies. They're
there
all together and in a non-lick lease. Along my free foot before you're born. Land when you talk about a unicorn.
Hey, can you sing that in Spanish?
There
you go.
All right, that's for all our Spanish friends out there around the world.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
All right, Friday night, Lou.
I won't forget Maureen. I won't forget Caroline. I remember those two ladies.
Oh,
yeah.
He's flirting already.
No,
all right, so
no.
Give us.
I know they're nice.
Tell us about Friday. Come on, give us a little plug here.
Yeah, tell us about Friday.
Okay.
You got 7 minutes, Lou.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Louie Rosanna Danda.
Wait a minute.
Stay tuned for Friday on Inner Sight Frolics from 8 to 9 on Blog Talk Radio, all right? And we're going to have a lot of fun together with Pat Cooper and Rosanna Dana and...
My name is Vito Cornio. We're going to have a good time together. We're going to have fun with... 8 to 9 o'clock on the Blog Talk Radio called The Follies. I'll forget that.
Are you going to play them all at once?
We'll see you then.
He's
going
to do all of the impressions all at once, I think.
And my name is Rosanna Danda. And I'll talk to you on a Friday on the Frolics. Have a good night. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
You too, Lou.
All right. Same
have a good
you.
St. Patty's. We'll see you on Friday.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic, and 213-816-1650. And you know, yeah, tomorrow, St. Patty's Day, and I have to believe that there's a lot of disappointed Irish in this country and around the world, especially in Europe with all that stuff coming back, you know.
Yeah.
So, no parade. Unless they have it online. There are a lot of things online. Is there going to be a parade online?
Probably. But I wouldn't doubt that they would cancel something with that, too. Who knows?
I don't know.
But anyway. People are allowed to go to bars and order a drink out, I suppose. They have done that.
Well, somebody told me the bars are open.
Yeah, they are. If you have met the guidelines by which the capacity guidelines and all of that.
Yeah, in Brooklyn, a lot of the bars are open.
Yeah, they're open.
I don't like bars anyway.
Neither do I, so.
But I like cabbage, though.
Nah, with corned beef or just cabbage?
I'm not crazy about corned beef, but I'll eat it.
Yeah.
Corned beef and
cabbage.
My mom
used to make a killer corned beef and cabbage every year. Very good, too. I can't find a recipe, but if I had it, God, I'd make one. I really would. I'd get the corned beef and I would make it.
Irish dish, you know. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess tomorrow night
we'll
have our other show on why disabled people can't help each other.
That's true.
You know,
it's not because they don't want to either. Believe me.
No.
There's a reason behind it.
No, it's not because they don't want to. It's because
that's right.
They're inhibited by all these
right.
rules and
rules
and stupidity and the system, the way
that's
it's set up.
It's set up so.
Isn't it ironic that? Ironic that today I spoke to someone at Silo about that. That's the independent living people out here. So we'll see what happens with that. I'm not gonna take it lying down if they don't respond and do something. Something has to be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mother is not going to die in vain. That's all I have to say. My mom was a good woman. She paid her taxes. My dad paid their taxes, very much so. The two of them did. So now I'm sitting around and I'm wondering, you know, why, you know, I don't understand still in my mind. I know intellectually, yes, but in my heart and mind, still there's a spot there. And I'm thinking constantly, why'd she have to die? She didn't have to die.
Well,
you know,
we took the first step today to honor her.
Thank
Sent
you.
That out to Newsday.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to get something to come out of that, you know.
Yeah, I hope
to, so. To promote getting rid of these nursing homes because they're horrible.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow night. 8 to 9 live. I want to thank all our listeners. Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Our phone number, 631-224-3090. Don't forget your apple cider vinegar, oil of oregano. Good stuff for the immune system. And thank you so much for listening. Anybody out there who needs help, call us. We'll do what we can for you. All right? Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Thank all our friends who care, who keep the show going. And we are determined to change this system, make it better, improve it. Things can always be improved. And that's what Inner Sight is about.
Yes, it's true.
Give people a better life so they contribute to society. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.